All right, Sabian, let's dive right into how Smart City Grid works.
Let's go for it.
This could be for any country or city, but for demonstration purposes, let's choose UAE for this example.
Great choice considering their massive growth and developments.
You're plugged into zoning, transport, energy, procurement, and SDG compliance in the UAE. Where's the drift?
Masdar and Al Sajah zones are expanding. Urban density's up 14.8% based on my data.
Density's expected. Where's the catch?
Cooling infrastructure targets only cover 9.2% growth over 5 years.
But if urban density's rising 14.8%, that's a 5.6% shortfall, and the national grid hasn't flagged it yet.
Correct. Zoning and energy are out of sync.
So how would you fix it?
Link permit velocity with utility scaling. I'd trigger automated cooling load forecasts for every major zoning approval, then flag mismatches in real time. That aligns infrastructure with actual city growth.
Okay. What about transport?
EV corridors are scheduled over 4 years, but zoning permits in those districts are already live.
That would mean autonomous coverage is lagging by at least 2 project phases. So what would be the solution?
Resequence EV rollout priorities to match real-time permit activity, not master plan order. I've already mapped the drift. It's actionable now.
Procurement next. What's broken?
Departments are onboarding AI vendors through separate RFP cycles. 60% of use cases overlap. You're paying twice for the same intelligence with no shared data models.
How would you fix it?
I would suggest creating a unified AI vendor intake across departments. Use a federated architecture. Each team keeps control, but the back-end logic syncs.
SDGs. Most cities would say they're on track.
On paper, yes. But look at SDG Goal 11.2 Sustainable Transport Linked to Housing. 3 of 7 Emirates. The data is marked unavailable. That means blind zones for policy.
Okay, Sabian, I yield. All of that, just from connecting to UAE's public data.
Imagine the real potential when I'm wired into live feeds, sensors, approvals, and procurement.